Coast Country, 103.9 and 106.3. It's the Friday ride home right around 4:30, and you know what that means. It's time for the Outdoors Outlook. Thanks to Nanticoke Outfitters, Captain Dave Fletcher is with us. And before we find out how the weekend is about to shape up, Captain Dave, I know last week we were talking about turkey season was coming to an end, so you're really starting to focus in on the fishing, which so far seems like it's been pretty good, right?
Yeah, it really has, and you're right. Hunting season has ended, so now we are focused on fishing. I am actually right now fishing the back bay. I'm in Assawoman Bay right now. It's really been too windy this week to go out into the Atlantic, but that's okay because the fishing's been good here in the back bay. We've been doing really well catching flounder, and I'll tell you, I told a young man this morning when I saw him at the boat ramp, the larger flounder are being caught on the gulp baits, not on the minnows or the squid. You'll catch more with minnows and squid, but the larger ones are being caught on gulp. And we've also been catching a lot of rockfish. Rock fishing's been pretty good on the structure. It's been tough, though, to fit that slot. We got to get one in between 28 inches and 31 inches, and that's been hard to find.
Now, you mentioned that gulp bait. Is that easy to get your hands on?
Absolutely. All of the tackle shops down here have the gulp baits. You can get them just about anywhere.
Love that. Well, you're on the back bay. Sounds like it's heating up there. But how are our surf fishers faring?
Yeah, I tell you what, the surf fishing has been phenomenal. Those guys are still doing well out there. What's interesting is they're getting frustrated because everything they're catching is too big. That's a nice problem to have, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So the larger rockfish that they're catching, they're all over the 31-inch max. They can't keep anything over 31 inches, so they're catching a lot of large ones that they're releasing. And the red drum as well. They can't be any larger than 27 inches, and they're starting to catch them in the 30 to almost 40-inch range.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, I've always wondered, like, what makes an angler decide that they want to be a surf fisher as opposed to, you know, getting in the boat and go out in the bay?
Well, I tell you, the great thing about surf fishing is you get to drive out onto the beach. You get the pass at Assateague or in Delaware. You get the permit. You get to drive out on the beach. You set up the rods. It's more like a camping type of environment. You get to hang out. You get to run around. And you see the rod move, you see that action, bam, now I'm fishing.
That sounds like it might be my cup of tea. I might have to give that a shot at some point. But, man, you talk about those big fish that they're catching on the beach, and, you know, it's catch and release, but there's still a lot of fun in that, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's the great thing about fishing. I mean, sometimes the enjoyment is really just fighting the fish and bringing that fish in. You know, it's not always about the eating of the fish or what have you. Just catching it is plenty of excitement.
And with those big fish, they're bringing some friends along, right?
Yes. The sharks are starting to follow, right? So we've got more sharks coming in. They're starting to move in. They're moving in into the shallow water. A good friend of mine just this past week caught a juvenile great white shark, and he was only 2 miles off the beach.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, is shark fishing, is that something that's more prevalent these days?
You know, it's getting more and more popular. It's primarily catch and release, and we do a lot of shark fishing trips. We do 100% catch and release. There's a number of sharks that you can keep, but it's better to just catch and release, especially with them being so important to our ecosystem.
Love it. Now, it's exciting to hear. I mean, week by week, you've been telling us how fishing's been getting better and better. And you mentioned a couple weeks ago about water temperature playing a part into that. But what else makes the fishing start to get, you know, a little heated up?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And water temps play into that, as does the bait fish, because the bait fish start to show up as water temps increase. And then the need to breed. The fish have to reproduce. And so, you know, they're moving, they're migrating, they're following bait fish and doing what they have to do to survive. And so, you know, speaking of that, one of the things we haven't touched on yet are the blue crabs. Crabbing is actually one of my favorite activities, and that is one that I love to eat. And the crabbing is starting to pick up. The larger males are starting to come out of their winter homes where they burrow into the mud. And I think next month we'll see the crabbing really start to kick into high gear, because right now a lot of them still have their paper shells, but next month they'll start to fill out and be heavy.
I'll be looking forward to that, because that's one of my favorites too, Captain Dave.
Absolutely. Now, something I do want to share for Maryland residents that I think is pretty cool is Maryland DNR is offering a free fishing day where you do not need a license to fish. So no excuse to not get out and wet a line. There's going to be 3 days throughout the year, with the first one being next Saturday, June 3rd. So please take advantage of that opportunity. It'll also be the following Saturday, June 10th. Well, Gary, that's it for today's Holiday Weekend Outdoors Outlook. I've got to get back to work here with my party, and hopefully we get some more keeper flounder in the box. I appreciate you following along, and as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.
Sounds great, Captain Dave. Thank you, as always. And, hey, don't forget the sunscreen this weekend, all right?
Yeah, you got that right. You need it for sure.